Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4157.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain this influence.
This person would have to be my father. For the reason, I guess, he's kind of like a mentoring figure. Someone you can go to, and you know, if you ever have a problem or had a bad day or you know, whatever, you always get some form of perspective and kind of guidance. I guess that's probably the best word to put. And the thing I like about him is he's more, he tries to look at it both sides. So I guess that's probably where most influence would come.
Who do you aspire to be?
Something like my parents, in a sense that somewhat independent, financially independent. At the same time, I want to be confident in what I want to do, happy, and find happiness in some area of work to maintain. As far as what to aspire personally, be someone who kind of has some form of self-actualization, realizing who one is.
Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or would consider a role model?
My parents would be one. I had a business professor, and he would always, whenever he would talk about stuff, he would always give real-world examples. And there's always a statement he would always make. History has a way of repeating itself, and it's not because it's repeating itself because of different people doing it. It's because the past is forgotten. And I always like when you always get stories and you always see the outcomes of those stories. And sometimes it lets you see how one could do something differently if they were in that situation.
Describe the world that you come from and how it has shaped who you are.
Very, I don't want to say conservative, but somewhat conservative, very family-oriented, very close-knit, very blue-collared, very hard-working, kind of stick your nose to the grindstone, so to speak. As far as what that has shaped me, it's you kind of see the world in terms of work, and when you have free time or leisure time, it's spending time with the family, work ethics in general, trying to have everything have a meaning to it.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are? If not, would you like to add anything to accurately describe yourself?
I think the donor profile would be a good picture of who I am. You know, you see the education and see the type of personality in those tests. As far as if there's anything that's not shown in there, I guess it's probably my, I guess, closeness to family and just the background where one grows up, as it stated in the previous question. As far as do I think it accurately shows who I am, I think it does.
How would you describe your personality?
I'm very open-minded. I like to think I'm easygoing. Somewhat laid back. I'm kind of, at times I'm nervous and kind of shy. At other times I'm kind of not necessarily kind of feeling of expressing oneself existentially, but more of a introverted type of person. Sometimes deep in thought, sometimes absent-minded.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that have had a significant impact on your life?
Humility and humanity. I think there's a strong word in the word of tolerance. I like when people are open-minded and learning how to deal with other people. I think my parents did a good job with that. You know, one always deals with many types of situations and people. I guess the best way to look at it is where's the other one coming from and try to find some common ground. At the same time, kind of be open-minded with how others feel and think. I guess that's what my parents really taught me.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Both of my parents have a hard work ethic, which I would like to instill. At the same time, some form of caringness. And my parents did a good job of, you know, treating us special, but at the same time not making us feel that we're better than the next person. They try to make us realize, you know, that I guess everyone's the same. But at the same time, they try to make us feel that we're, you know, that we're cared for and loved for. At the same time, you know, they built up a moral value, some kind of a backbone to draw upon whenever there's a difficult situation to deal with.
What do you like to do when you are spending time with your family?
My parents spend time with our grandparents. My grandparents usually talk about the old times, and they always like to joke around, and it's kind of funny hearing some of the stories. Some of the stories are kind of funny. You never really saw your parents like that when they were, I mean, you see them as adults, but when you see your parents as kids, it's kind of funny. It's kind of like how history repeats itself on certain scales. Usually, whenever we spend time with family, it's like a huge get-together, and there's always like a big feast. It's always like everyone's cooking something. It's always kind of fun. So it's always food-related for some odd reason, but we usually, when we spend time, we just usually talk about this or that and, you know, joke around.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
Recently, like time to time, I go to work and you see, something bad happens to someone and they get really personally attached to it. They take it personally. It could be, they made a mistake and they take it really personally, even though the mistake was a report or something like that. I usually tend to kind of look from afar, as the old saying goes, sleep on it, try to get a perspective, different perspective on it. When everyone's so caught up in their day-to-day lives, they get so emotionally attached to some items. I think I kind of have that, I don't want to say ability, but I kind of have that tendency to, I guess since I'm somewhat introverted, have that tendency to think about it for a while, and I come back and I look at it differently time to time. I don't get emotionally attached to it, I guess.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
They say that character is the definition of repeated behavior or behavior patterns. When judging a person, I guess you don't want to judge the person based on personality, but rather their character. And I think that's, as far as an admirable quality of a person, the characteristics, it could be honesty, it could be trustworthiness, it could be decency or respect for someone else. It has so many meanings, I guess, the character of a person. That answers that question.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
What I like best about myself as a person, I guess I'm easygoing and open-minded. I never try to inflict my views on others. What do I least like about myself? Time to time I feel I'm kind of obnoxious. Time to time I feel kind of naive. Sometimes I try to be funny and it sounds, kind of mean at times. Or kind of not funny. Sometimes I just want to not say anything. I guess that's what I least like about myself.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received and why this one was so special.
Take walks with my grandfather, and he and I liked rocks, I guess that's, or like throwing rocks, skipping on the pond, try to get it to skip on the pond. He gave me a round rock, which I thought was kind of funny, but I mean, it happened years later, after I'm kind of in my teenage years, and I thought it was kind of funny, or I cherished it as well, but I thought it was kind of memorable.
What's your favorite holiday and why?
Oh, Christmas time. And Christmas or Thanksgiving, actually. And it's mainly because the whole family's together, school's off, or you don't have to work. You can watch either, sports, or they always have those Christmas specials, like It's a Wonderful Life, or It's a Christmas Story. At the same time, you're spending time with the family, and you always get gifts, too.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up, and if so, tell me about them.
We had two Jack Russell Terriers, brother and sister. They were kind of rambunctious. They would always run around. They were kind of hyper. If you didn't walk them or you didn't play with them, they would get a little mischievous and, tear up the pillows or climb up the kitchen counter and eat some of the fruits. A lot of stories on those two dogs.
Tell me about some of the activities you enjoyed as a child.
When I was a child, my sisters and I would play some baseball, some football. We would watch cartoons, or we would run around the house. We would play tag. Tag was really a good game. We would play freeze tag or regular tag or video games, of course, but sometimes we would play hide and go seek. and that was fun. My parents didn't like it because we would always, we would move around the furniture and all that stuff.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite one?
When I was a child, I enjoyed reading Clifford the Red Dog, I think it was. And as I got a little older, I enjoyed reading those eyewitness books. You know, those books that showed, like, the pictures of the items. At the same time, they give a little brief history about those. It was kind of fun to learn something new and something different time to time.
What type of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite?
The type of books I enjoy reading are more historical books. I have a favorite book. It's called My Years with General Motors by Alfred P. Sloan. And basically, he just talks about how he was a chairman of GM from 1923 to 1956. He just basically talks about real-life situations across the world and how he had a financial problem with the company, and how when the government was trying to break him up, and the depression, and the unions, and marketing strategies, and products that were out there. It was just more historical reference. At the same time, it was just talking about life in a company, I guess.
What's your favorite word and why?
I guess perseverance. In life, I guess, they always say life throws you a curveball or lemons, and you have to make lemonade, or you might have a bad day, or a rough outing. But at the same time, it's always perspective, and you just have to keep on going. And sometimes you have good days too, and you don't want that to inflate your ego or get you a little too high. But I guess it's just keep on going, keep on moving. You don't want to be too complacent, I guess.
What was the last book you read?
Last book I read was, it's a James Joyce book, actually, The Portrait of a Young Artist. It was pretty good, actually. I liked it. It was different, and I think that was when he was spending time in Dublin, too.
What was the last movie you've seen?
The last movie I saw was, or I'm still watching it, actually, it's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's a interesting movie, I guess.
Tell me what activities you enjoy on your free time and why you enjoy them.
Jogging. I enjoy going to cooking classes. I'm a terrible cook, but I enjoy learning how to cook. I usually like watching TV, sometimes reading a book. I'm not really that much of a reader, but I enjoy reading time to time. I enjoy going out with friends, and not necessarily clubbing or bar hopping or anything like that. It's just going out and just meeting people and talking to people. It's kind of interesting to get different perspectives, I guess.
What's your ideal way to relax on the weekend?
Take a nap or lie down and watch TV.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No. But one time I was clean-shaven on top, and someone said I look like Yul Brynner. But I think he was trying to be funny. But no, I haven't had that happen yet.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
That's a good question. I guess for the U.S., I like reading about what happened during the Depression and up to the 1950s and even the early 60s. There was that age of innocence where you could actually leave your back door open and never worry about it, or you could trust your neighbors, or that was one era. But I guess another era was. I always like to wonder what the Age of Antiquities was like, kind of like what the Roman Empire was, or the ancient Greeks, or the ancient Persian empires, or even the Egyptians.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how has it changed you?
I guess the most important thing recently, or up to date, I graduated from college and I moved out of my parents' house, and I became more reliant on myself, I guess, more self-independent. It sounds kind of cheesy or kind of sad, I guess, but you take a different perspective of how one's parents dealt with it.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living, deceased, or fictional, who would it be and what would you ask them?
It'd probably have to be Albert Einstein. I was always curious on how he came up with his theories, his theory of relativity, even though the theory of relativity was more based on bigger massed objects. Just silly questions like that, I guess.
What is your definition of success?
I guess success can come in many ways. If it's internally, it's a sense of finding oneself or realizing or reaching a goal. If it's amongst one's contemporaries or one's a competition or customers or whatever, I guess it's reaching or being outdoing the other group or doing something that has not been done before or doing something that has the highest quality that everyone benchmarks after.
What's your biggest frustration?
I guess trying to express what I really think and trying not to get off track. Sometimes I'm too wordy.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, ethical dilemma faced or risk taken and its impact on you.
My company recently had a huge layoffs, and you work with people, and you work up a personal relationship. At the same time, you work up a good work-related rapport, and when you see people go, it's kind of disheartening. At the same time, you know, it's business, and you just have to keep on going. It's kind of sad.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Oh, my first day at college. Just seeing people so, I don't know if you ever went to a farmhouse or anything like that, but it's like if you had like a pack of chickens and you coop them up and then you all of a sudden let them go. They're running around and not knowing what to do. It's kind of funny. You see a lot of crazy stuff, I guess, or see a lot of rebellious stuff, or you could see a lot of different stuff, I guess.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I guess choosing my major in college. I had some other choices, but I chose that one mainly because I really like doing it. I find it enjoyable. It makes work fun, actually.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomena, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you? In what way did it do so?
I guess string theory and, I guess, chaos theory. It hasn't challenged me or unsettled me. It kind of surprised me at the way how to look at life. You usually see life as kind of repetitive or consistent. At the same time, it seems kind of unrepetitive and spontaneous. But there's kind of like that underlying line where it kind of meets, and I guess those two theories kind of have some meaning to it, I guess.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perception of it.
Someone made a joke, and it took me forever to figure out that joke, and then all of a sudden, I think I was at a meeting, and all of a sudden I just started laughing. And because I finally figured out what it was. I know it sounds kind of small, but I thought it was... I just had that moment of, oh my god, I got it. It didn't really change my perception of it, but I just thought it was funny after that. People were looking around me kind of like, why are you laughing?
If you could do anything in the world, what would you be doing right now?
Probably sitting down and watching TV. Or just laying around, lazing around, especially on a Monday morning.
Where would you like to be the most?
With family.
What is your approach to life?
Find something I like to do and do that. And as far as the interactions of people around me, just treat people the way I want to be treated.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of this difficulty?
When my company announced that they were laying off people, it's the first time I've ever seen it. And I was more worried that I was gonna get laid off, and if I got laid off, what do I do? Do I find another job? And if I can't find another job, what do I do? Do I continue living in this area? Or just all those thoughts kind of ran through my head. As far as what perspective, nothing is constant. There's no such thing as something that is certain. I guess change is always happening.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Graduating. After so many years of, you know, going to elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and then going again for college, it just feels much... It felt kind of like a sense of relief that, you know, I don't have to worry about this anymore. I mean, I have this completed. I can move on with my life.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a child?
I liked chess and checkers, and mainly because I... also Monopoly. Monopoly was fun. And that's because I played with my sisters and my parents, and it was kind of fun.
Who's your favorite actor?
Well, that's a draw. Or a couple people. Al Pacino. I still think his performance in the first two Godfathers were really, really good. Robert De Niro. I liked him in Raging Bull, even though the movie is kind of unsettling. I think his performance was really, really good. Marlon Brando in On the Waterfront. I thought his acting in that was good. Also, A Streetcar Named Desire was really good. I always liked Paul Newman in The Hustler, but I guess there's too many movies to name.
What's your favorite dinner?
I guess shepherd's pie. I like shepherd's pie, especially when it comes with beer.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
When I was in college, we were driving on the farm back roads or the highways of the farmland, and me and my buddy were, you know, trying to figure out how fast would our car go. So we took it up to about 100, 110 or so. It was kind of an exhilaration. It was spontaneous, too, which, you know, today I wouldn't do, but it was kind of fun at the time.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Besides waking up, I hit the alarm clock.
What is something you wish you could do but can't?
I guess become financially secure to the point that I could actually... I don't know about starting a company or starting a business, but somehow become self-independent on my own abilities. That's outside of a corporate safety net or working for a boss. I guess be my own boss. That's probably the best way to explain it.
What sound do you love?
I like hearing birds chirp, especially in the morning. I like hearing kind of a car with a V8 turn on. As far as what sounds do I hate, screeching noises, kind of like a brake screeching or someone's put their fingernails on the blackboard.
How do you deal with stress?
If it's not too much, I try to just attend to it directly, if it's like work-related or if it's, you know, just personal-related, try to just deal with it directly right away. If it's too stressful, I just try to step back, try to sleep on it or think about it for a little more time and try to figure out my many options in that situation.
What do you have on your bedside table?
I have an alarm clock. I have a picture of my dog or my two dogs. I have my watch. I think that's it.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of the unknown. I'm afraid of dying, being a failure, I guess, in life, or not living up to my expectations.
What are three things you can't live without?
My dog, my family, and some really close friends.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
For a while, I wanted to be a farmer. Another time, I wanted to design car engines. Doesn't really sound exciting, but those are things I liked.
What's the first thing you would save in a fire?
One of my family members or my dog.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the way it is?
Appreciate it, but at the same time trying to find ways to improve it. So I guess I'm not really answering the question, but I think both are equally important.
What makes you smile?
Funny things, you know, little subtle things, you know, little funny things that people can relate to because everyone goes through certain situations similar.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
Scrolling through the internet time to time, just going through certain, reading the newspaper sometimes, or like on the internet, or reading how stuff works and stuff like that.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
I like Japan, and I like Italy as well. Those two countries are, I don't want to say mysterious, but it's, you always hear so much about it, and you never know why people talk so much about it, and I guess I'm kind of curious on why.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
Try to be my own boss, I guess. Do something that I have some control over.
How do you want to be remembered?
A friendly person, easygoing, very laid back, I guess, trying to be helpful, I guess.
What would you do with $1 million?
Oh, probably try to pay off my car loan, my student loans. After I got that paid off, I'll, I guess, start a new life. As far as what that new life is, I don't know.
When do you feel best, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning and evening. I like both of those days, especially when the sun is just rising or the sun is just setting.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
I tripped over my own foot and almost fell. I thought it was funny. I kind of laughed at myself because I was a klutz.
Name a few things that you can't stand whatsoever.
I can't stand people criticizing others for the sole purpose of criticizing, making them feel better. I can't stand ignorance, but ignorance in the sense of it's not the fact that they don't know, it's the fact that they don't want to know. And the third item I can't really stand is hatred.
If you could have 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
A more meaningful life. Second, spend more time with my family. Third, I don't know, I kind of ran out of thoughts on the wish.
If you were elected President of the United States, what would the first bill you'd enact?
No homework.
Why did you choose your specific career?
I liked engineering because I was growing up, and when I was growing up, I was working with a lot of mechanical items, and I was always curious on why does that work, and why it's not working.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
How science, you know, like science or fundamental physics or fundamental chemistry, how it relates, you know, stuff that, you know, one learns in school, and how it relates and how you can actually take a product and you can commercialize it based on these laws, or based on, you know, just the physical properties of certain things. You kind of look at life differently from it.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be and why would you choose this?
If I had to choose a different career, I guess I would like to be a professor. And why? I like explaining things to people, and I like, I don't want to say teaching, but kind of helping people out. There's always that feeling, that good feeling that you have when, you know, someone comes into the door and doesn't know what's going on or what this item is about, and you try to explain it to them, and you see them, you know, if they're thinking about it, all of a sudden they get it. Or sometimes if you're trying to explain it to them, they finally understand it, and it's kind of a good feeling, kind of helping other people out.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Probably working. Be probably working the same job. Hopefully it'll be a little more enjoyable.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I guess talking. Talking would be getting to know the person. Finding common ground, trying to relate to something, and, you know, diving deep into that.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
I guess character, moral values of the person. If they can tolerate anything, if they're compatible with anything, that's a good thing. Of course, if I find the person attractive, but you just look at the person from afar, and if you kind of admire the person, or kind of highly respect that person, I guess that's another big deal.
What's the nicest thing you could do for a significant other?
I guess put that person first instead of myself.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Two things. One for financial reasons, personal financial reasons. Second, well, some people can't have kids, and in the sense of physically they can't have kids. You don't want to deny them that. I guess you want to actually give someone the chance. It's kind of nice to see people mentoring or taking care of others.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4157.